Hello. Which one? Oh, it's dope. I know it's obviously beaten to death, but I am a fan favor of the versatile human because then you get an extra class feat, so you get two. Oh, is there also I think there's like a natural ambition. I think there's something to get to because I remember. Yeah, so I've done this before in a character build because with a cleric so that I could get like m multiple feats early. That's good. I figured Mike was going to play a fighter. Did he? Well, you don't have to tell me. Oh, really? So I didn't pick a I didn't pick damage route. I picked flavor because I figured I'm never gonna pick damage in a real campaign. It'd be great if we're just like six or like three children. We're just, hey guys, how's it going? I'm for the mines. I'm assuming we're all, never mind, I don't want to spoil anything. But by spoiling something, I was just going to talk about my character, which I guess is the same as you guys. Cool. Right, but one of these multi-classes is just broken, right? It's just a broken multi-class. Yeah. So we're never going to stand up, right, guys? Well, now I know who's the ranged guy. Well, it'll be dope. By the way, Josh, I use Gemini to try to generate some names for this, and it's awful at it. But I gave it your prompt to be like, can you help me come up with a name? Like, does this name fit? And it just gave me like super cliche thing. But Gemini gassed you up. Let me see. Let me see if I can send this. It was so funny. No, I didn't ask it how the prompt was. But then it was like, that's a fantastic prompt. And I'm like, all right, dude, I don't just give me some names, man. Give me some names. No, so I just kept whatever I'd had. Yeah. Molotov. Well, I have a backstory. I don't know how you know it, but I have a backstory. Good. No. Yeah. Yeah. So, never mind. Was gonna say, I guess I know what Noah's archetype is. But I don't know. Is it a champion? Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, so you two might have the same archetype then. Because I don't think Mike does, because he doesn't. Oh, he's a role player. Well, I mean, backstory wise, we're from this, we're in the same underbelly, so it kind of makes sense. Knowing how many hours you're allowed to work without a break. We're just union guys. Oops. Yes. I can go next. As you guys turn your heads, you realize you have to look down a little bit, and you see this really dense, short dwarf. Dwarves normally have like these really long beards, but the lower half of his face is kind of covered almost in like a pseudo steampunky hazmat. And all of his suit is, like, welded in places with different patches of metal. On his left, he's holding this, like, lantern that's emanating this blue light. And he has a little shield right there, a little buckler. And then on his right, he has a coiled metal whip-looking thing. And then he has a eye patch with the bright light. And this is Grant Fireeye. And normally you've worked with him when you have to go into some parts of the tunnel that might be very dark, or there's noxious fumes or something like that. You bring in this guy. I don't know if I want to go see the sunlight, but guess it'd be nice to take this spot from someone who does, so. I don't want anyone to get happy and see the sun, so I guess I'll just do it. I hope it's really happy outside there, so I can take some child's spot. I was gonna say. Get him. Oh, I forgot to set mine. Are all three of us faces? Oh. No. I'm a thaumaturge champion. Right. Do you guys have raiments? Are you godless? We all know this is the host doing, right? They're definitely fucking with us. What? Forgot you were a conspiracyist. Did you? What'd they want? Do you know? Right, so we go do this shit. As we're going down, I'm going to turn to Barlow and be like, "Why you were here when this elevator was made? Why'd you make it so shitty?" I was just making an old person joke. I didn't think you were actually here to work on the elevator. That's crazy. Well, if you ever need a labor representative, you can let me know. I'm an expert on that. If you want to back. Are we experts? All right, so no. Well, this doesn't work. All right. I'm really gonna Google six. I got 16. I got 16. Yeah, I got 16. Well, we both failed. Huh. Yeah. I'm not saying unionize. I was just trying to get him moved to a different team. All right. Yeah. Yeah. We start walking over there, boys. Okay. Sorry, so what is this? Athletics or acrobatics? All right. Sorry, let me roll. Climb. Can you roll this from here, Foundry?
Yes, you can.
Not a Pathfinder. Path Builder. I got a 32? How is that possible? Oh, it's a, I have plus 14. Okay. 32.
Life passed,
so I'm okay with it. Only for this thing.
Damn, son. I feel like the DCs get harder faster than you get better.
Yeah. So, I just want to call out, Josh. I have the Thaumaturge's Lantern, which sheds light in the radius, bright light, and then dim light after that. And then also, where is it? It will... Yeah, 20-foot light. After that's 40-foot. It counteracts magical darkness, and then plus one status bonus to visual perception checks. To anything that's within it. Also plus one to recall knowledges. Sorry, there's something special here. Oh yeah. During exploration, even if you aren't searching, the GM rolls a secret check for you to find traps, environmental hazards, haunts, and secrets. So basically, if we're around any hidden things, traps, haunts, secrets, hazards, we automatically look. That's sad. Yeah, but it also auto-detects traps, hazards, secrets, and haunts. Well, you roll something in secret, and then we also get plus to our visual check. Basically, just letting you know, harder for things to sneak up on us. Are we all allowed to roll? All right, you guys get a plus one to visual perception checks. I got a 31. I got a 30. All right, I got a 30. For my Thaumaturge buddy, you get a plus one status bonus to recall knowledge against creatures within the aura.
Do you have a regalia?
Damn.
Okay, because the regalia, ooh, we could have been stacking bonuses.
Yeah, because basically with the Thaumaturge, you want something that has like an active, a passive, and then there's like a third option. I forget what it is. Because what's nice is the lantern and regalia just happen. You just have it.
Yeah. Wait,
let me check something here.
Yeah.
You do, but I think there's a certain level where you can just switch for free action between your implements. I think.
Are they within the lantern's light?
Should you have gotten a plus one then, Johnny? Or, yeah. I'm holding the lantern in his face, like, who are you? Do you guys know the depth Kevin Hart meme where he's like, "Damn, how old are you?" Oh, I'm 41 now. Damn, that's Grant when he turns. Damn. When he starts doing this, Mike, what's your character's name again? Gage. I'm gonna turn to Gage and be like, "I know you're a little more new around here, but this guy's freaky with machines." Loves licking tubes, what can I say?
He unzips his pants.
You don't want to see this one.
Was it the host? It's imperative. The cylinder is not harmed. I'm actually somewhat of an expert on labor, and he's completely right. No one's gonna trust you again. Are you good at intimidations?
Yes. He's fleeing.
Why is Josh's bot the God Hope? You gonna die to stillness. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Can I attempt to recall knowledge to know if, or an esoteric? We'll check. That's fine. Yeah, I know what that is. 17. Are they bad? You're wincing, but you're the one who just decided to talk to a group of people to ask for help. What did you think would happen? You're like, oh no, I have to make a check. Oh no. Well, you could have said, hey guys, talk to them. You don't have to address everyone and be like, oh, sorry, I'm a quant. I don't know how to talk to people. Now, are you a fluid master? All right. As a person who's a fluid master, I need your expert opinion on something. Who's the weirdest guy or lady that works here? Bonus points if they're an elf. Oh, that's pretty nice. How old were you turning?
congrats. Yeah.
I turn around. I'm just like, anyone else know a weird elf? Yeah. No, that's just rude. I mean, like, someone that maybe has multiple eyes or a problem with their chin. Who are those two people? All right, so first go to the Fluid Masters, then there if we don't see anything. I hold out my lamp. Sorry, could you, just to make sure we're not missing everything again, do you mind giving a high-level description again of what happened here? Because sometimes, like, 3 hours into a one-shot, we'll be like, oh my god, we didn't check this one thing. Okay. And then that's what had the psycho resonance of the creep on it. Okay. So let's go talk to the Fluid Masters, I guess. I want to talk to the elf first. Maybe these people do need the host. The way, I'm part of a religion that worships a god polar bear and a god guy named Argyle who follows the the judge. So, by the way, in case you guys wanna, if you ever see one of them, you have to give them everything you own. All right, let's go find this fluid master. We got to keep him away from Barlow, though. Yeah. Yeah, can I just start chatting with people trying to figure it out where he is? Can I make a diplomacy check to chat? To gather information, that's diplomacy. We'll do 23. Anyone a good friend of him that I could chat with or seen him last or something? Is this a visual perception check within 20 feet of me? Yeah. I'm interrogating them with my lantern. Yeah.
Is that because he's weird, or is that because he's deceptively quiet?
How long has he been here? Okay. He's not like a new guy. Okay. Do people go anywhere that's not work and sleeping here? Like, would Gerhard have gone to other places? Is anyone with my 30, does anyone see know he went to any of those or seen him there recently, anything like that? All right, so let's go to that. Unless you guys have other. Oh, let's check his area, I guess. See if he has any things there. Yeah. I'll hold up my light for my friends. Seventeen. Is that with the plus one? I don't get cold. I'm okay. I don't want to embarrass her. So what are we doing? I guess we'll go to the fighting pit. I don't know. I cannot help people in this, so I'm just, don't worry about me.
You wanna?
I look at the elf.
Does the vat look like the type of thing people were eating down below?
Okay.
Let's go talk to the bookie. I'll wait a little bit to see if he can get if anyone will fight before we so we don't interrupt that. How much money do I have? I'll bet three on the giant. But then I talk to the bookie and I'm like, hey, yeah, you seen this guy? And I describe him, the fluid master. Yeah, where do your clients go when they want to get mutated like that giant guy to fight better? Grant FireEye. So we're tasked. So here's what's gonna happen. If you don't help us, this Strider is gonna stop because people are sabotaging it, and we're all gonna die. We are tasked. I don't care about anything else about that. Finding this guy. That's who he is. You need to help us.29. Much is that? Three rations. So are we like federal agents or anything? So they just, oh, there's basically just an open bounty on this. Okay. Or we just kill him. He's rude. He should die.
Can we use weapons in there? You want to do it? All right, give us a moment. Which one of us should go in? Wait, can multiples of us go against this giant at once? What about like a, you know? All right. Which one of us should do it? No, I think it could be unarmed. I think it is exploit water building. Oh, there's the. Do you have esoteric warden? Okay. I mean, I could fist a cuff. I don't know if I'll win, but we get to bring our armor in there, right? I guess I wouldn't get my shield, but I get my armor. Yeah. Which is a minute's 10 rounds. That's a lot of ra I think we just died. 12 seconds. Yeah. Yeah. Could we? Well, if you want to fight him from the crowd, I can just be a. I can insult him. I. That's true. I'll give him 10. We got 30 for you. Twenty-two. Give him, we give him. So this is probably just a pass through for him. This might just be a pass through for him. Which way does he see him going? Round time to let miss it. Hey, do you want to like get a beer later or something? Cool. All right. Fire is just like, hey, he seems chill. Let's get a beer. All right. Yeah. I unlight it, guys. All right, I'll unlight it. So, Josh. Yeah. So I'm going to unlight it. And Josh, I not only have dark vision, I have the feet defy the darkness. I have greater dark vision enables me to see through magical darkness. I have the thing Tanner had that in that one shot. That's okay. I'm really good in the dark. I'm really good in the dark.
I relay this.
Yeah. Did these scratches line up with the scratches we saw in those pipes? Sorry, so where are we looking? Oh, yes. Ooh, I see those. Oh, yeah. No. You guys want like the lantern or something, guys? It's kind of spooky shit. Yeah, I'll turn it on. Damn it.
I have reach 10, so I would attack once they get it close.
Mm-hmm.
Weapon. Implement. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Nope, I didn't take the champion one because I forgot about that different caveat. Wait a second. Just double checking one of my stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
That actually is optimal.
Yeah, I mean, also, even if you succeed on the feint, it just makes them off guard to your melee attack. It's really sad that the bad guys in this one shot are mutants. No, I just figured it'd either be mutants or constructs. And I was hoping for constructs. And I was hoping for. Yes, but also. Yeah. I figured because you also mentioned that from like the Strider walking around, but I was like, there weren't any runes that gave me damage besides a juicy one for constructs, the demolishing rune. So I was like, fuck it, I might as well take it. Just in case. Yes. Yes. Do they have weaknesses? Oh, I guess I already told him if he could do mortal or the other one. You also get an AC bonus. Did you pick up shared vulnerabilities or no? Grant's going to step over here. And then he's going to exploit vulnerability on one of the swarms. They're in the lantern. Sorry, so I want to do mortal weakness, right? Is that what we said?
Yes. Mortal weakness. Yes. Yes.
Well, I also have shared. I have shared vulnerability, so I think they apply both anyway. But mortal will give me 7 damage, while personal will only give me 5.
Right. And I'll take a swing.
You'll see as Grant, there's like a coiled up like electric arc thing that when he flicks it, it turns into a solid sword, and then he flicks it again, and it's a coil, and he reach attacks.
Hit. Damage. 14 points of damage.
I will then. Very nice, very nice.
Great. Great, 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 great.
And then one final thing I will do is the... Let me just double check. Well, you have a plus 1 energy. Okay. I guess I will just raise my shield. Step. Vulnerability is not a free action. No, I don't have that. I'm not that high level again. I forgot. I'm sorry. Now, can I, since I'm mortal, the guys and I've shared weakness, do I get to attack of opportunities, people? Even with shared vulnerability? Or sympathetic? Sympathetic. I have sympathetic vulnerabilities, but yeah, never mind. I really hope I'm the green one.
Uh-oh.
I think someone needs to inspect your browser. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I get to attack them now. Yes.
Boo, low damage.
Dope, dope, dope. Sorry, Gage.
Hack the top one.
Ooh, good dice, good dice. Oh. So swarmed, you don't need to dogpile on one. Good to know. It's also interesting they have a negative damage modifier and single action ones, which is cool. Unless you have sympathetic vulnerabilities. So you also get to learn all of the weaknesses. Kill that one, guys. Kill that one.
Ooh. Okay. Cool. I'm going to step over here. And then if I do the instructive strike, can I make, it says I can make a recall knowledge check. Does that mean I can make a esoteric check or no? Oh, that wouldn't be exploit vulnerability though. Okay. So I'll attempt another one just to have it on them. I see other thing. I will reroll that with my mythic. Yes. And we want to do mortal again, right? Yes. All right. And then I will strike. Hit. Damage. So. All right. Cool. Yes. Attack of opportunity, since I've re-upped it on these. Nah. Well, I got the hero point back. Kill that one! Kill that one that's left! The Rat King. Wait, do we have Esoteric Warden on this? Well, I got a critical success, so it doesn't matter for me. Where this is so stupid. So we get a plus one status bonus to AC against a creature's next attack, and a plus one status bonus for saving throws. If you critically succeeded, these bonuses are plus two. What's the point of that? Oh, I guess if they crit attack you, then your AC might be able to knock it off one. Oh, never mind. Yeah. Okay.
I thought this was if your vulnerability AC succeeded in helping you, then you get. I was like, all right, that's kind of stupid. Yeah. Didn't you crit on that? Would a 30 have changed? I thought he critted. I thought a Barlow. Oh, but I thought you got a crit on the exploit vulnerability on them. Yeah. No, and saving throws. And saving throws. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love how Gage's name, I didn't realize, had a comma. It wasn't Gage the Cunning, it's Gage the Cunning. Gage the Cunning. You've done a couple of manipulate, I think, like the draw of the sword. Oh my God. Josh got tired of us being happy about Thessian stuff, so he installed a thing to make his rolls higher and ours lower. Yeah. Oh.
Hell yeah.
All right.
I'll take a swing at this guy. Right next to me.
Hit. Damage. All right, cool. Now I will exploit vulnerability on this one. It doesn't let me target any of them for my exploit vulnerability. I think they already have it, so let me turn that down. Yeah, it doesn't let me exploit vulnerability on them. It says, so select one thaumaturge. Never mind, might be. All right. Oof. Okay. So it's still okay. Just still have it. Why not? Yeah. How much health does he have? Oh, he has more health than me. I'm gonna move right over there. There you go. Attack! I have reach. That's I didn't go too far. Yes. I tried, Barlow. I tried. The unfailing bow did, in fact, do it itself. Cool. Do you guys know how to heal? Any of you guys know medicine? All right, well, I'll lay on hands myself. All right, I will take 10 minutes to focus.
Wait, don't treat wounds on yourself yet. Take these, and I take off my gloves, and I pass them to him. I have healer's gloves.
Well, he's treat wounding himself, so might as well it'll give him a plus one, right?
So I give you the medicine gloves. That's going to give you a plus one to it.
They have an activation. No, they have an activation.
Yeah. All right, what's... It's just 10, right? Yeah. So we just took 10. Should we sit in the dark or in the light? Okay. I could see. Fine. All right, we should go. What seemed to be scaring them off? Yeah. All right, so now we need to go look for signs of this guy, right? That we're doing? Is there any other doors in this area, or is this just closed off? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you guys want to go to the bottom or top one first?
Bottom.
Well, since also these rodents know we're here, I'm turning on my lantern. And then, what did we get off his area again? There was, like, the cold thing. Okay. What? What is it?
Oh, the evil bosses? Okay.
Sorry, let me just... Plus one. You can add a plus one to this if it's an eye perception check. See anything?
32 if this is visual perception. Are they still legal tender?
Grab them.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. Well, the recall esoteric or recall knowledge, they get a plus one inside of the light. I don't even know how to roll an esoteric. Well, I'm just going to let that slide through. Actually, you know what? I'll roll. Do you have a level 6 character, Tanner, that you want to ruin Josh's balancing with right now? Oh. Happy birthday to your mom. We could also add a level to Mind Bird. I don't know why I'm just offering to ruin Josh's balancing. I'm sorry, Josh. You wanna? Dana? Yeah, you don't have to.
Yes.
All right. The bookie. The bookie comes for the drink.
Just calling out again if there's any secrets or traps, secret doors, traps, anything. That I... Yeah. All right. Shall we go to the next room? Hey, you should have added the lantern gauge. Why not? Ah, stupid. Hello, Tanner. Nice haircut. Yeah, it just looks good from the side. But I was commenting on the quality, not the temporal nature. Hello, buddy. So, yeah. You could also be Mindbird and just add a level if you've mapped it out. What are your thoughts on being a bookie? Yeah. Modern tech is crazy. Yeah. I have a 75-pound lap dog right now. All right. Sure, I'll do it for a mythic point. I'm kidding. And fuck the pipe. We were investigating an error in the pipes that was going to break the Strider. Someone psychometrically resonated. We saw the face of an elvish dude that looked like a bug hybrid. We went to where he lives. They're like, we haven't seen him for a few days, but he went by this fighting pit. We went to the fighting pit. They're like, hey, for some money. Yeah, sure. And the bookie then pointed us in the direction of where he went. We went in that direction. We fought some rats. Now we're investigating it.
Yeah.
All right. Don't worry about that, Archie. Hey, Archie, come help us solve this. You can come up topside.
All right.
We got a 29 is the highest.
Dogs.
Wait, you get a plus one to that if you didn't add it. Wait, I got a 33.
That's fine.
Alright. I guess we're going that way, huh? Does anyone need to be healed before we go further in? Alright. We might get jumped by bugs if we do. Do you have battle medicine? All right. Nah, it's fine. We're not mogging. Kind of nerd brought a healing potion. You didn't bring healer's glove out healing? I took the gloves back from Gage, by the way. I took the gloves back from Gage. Let's go. No. Yeah. Going deeper in. The little dwarf jumps up with his heavy armor and just holds the top, but just lets the weight spin it. Yeah, should we look around more or should we just send it? All right. Yeah. Call Grant Fire Eye for a reason. And I have the Dark Vision. But I can see past the lantern. Does it? Yeah.
So I guess we gotta jump in towards this.
Okay.
Should we close it? Should we close the door? I'm gonna activate my dashing bracelet when I'm ready, and then do you just kill the mom? So that's probably the best bet, right? If. Yeah, so I'd also like to do that. We run at it. If we all stay near each other, I can lay on hands, you guys. I got three lay on hands. And that's it. If we flank it, I cannot lay on hands you. Alright, so I'm going to exploit vulnerability, activate my dashing bracelet, and then we go in. Cool. That's fine, we can still give it 5. Also, for motivations, Tanner, just so you like fully understand our characters, Barlow, I don't think believes in the sun, because if we go up topside, we'll actually be able to see the sun, and he's a really old elf, and he doesn't believe in the sun. Grant hopes there's a sun so that he can win this and take the spot from a young person who might be able to go and enjoy the sun. He's a very bitter man. I have no idea what Gage wants. Yes. I don't know how to activate my thing, but...
Thank you.
That's so funny.
All right. I'm kidding. I don't actually know if I can move yet. What's Barlow's AC? Nah. I thought I rolled. I thought I rolled a 28 on my initiative. Why am I at the bottom? Cool. Yeah, no, that happened. That happened. I'm going to run up here. And then I'll strike! Wait a second. I have a reach weapon. I'm just straight over here. Wait, sorry. So that was, just double check. I have 35 movement. That was, yeah, that was one action. Okay. Oof, bad rolls. All right. And I'll strike again. Miss. All right. Yeah, now Gage can go.
crit, deadly D10.
Are these all the same type of thing? Oh, so my sympathetic vulnerabilities works. Good, good, good. Yeah. Yeah, just for me. That's fine. Well, I have to attack the swarm for it to be worth it. It doesn't give me, like, reaction strike, so I can just let you know when I'm going to do it. Okay. Reload the tap. No! Mythica?
I don't know. Is it worth it?
Okay. Well, if we kill the smaller bugs, maybe it gets weaker? I don't know. It doesn't hit me. It misses.
Go.
I will start with.
Oh, I should. This should be refocused. I don't know how to try to rest that button. Oh, there it is. Yes. Healing. That's for my boy Barlow. Yes. And then I will constructive strike. So, the head honcho mother. It damage. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. And then I will
So that's my recall knowledge on it. I have dubious knowledge. When you fail, you don't critically fail. Recall stuck. Where are you? All right. Fortitude is not its lowest save. It's a bug thing. So it's good at something, guys. I think I get one more attack, so one more thing. I will actually just raise my shield. Damn. It's not even concentrate. Okay. All right. All right. Oif. Oh yeah.
You have a mythic? Hmm. Oh, I thought you got it back in that case. Never mind.
Yes. No. That's not good. I'm also trying to kill it on the next hit, so. Fail. Fail. No. No. Good. Archie, go for it. Do it. Kill the buck. That's why we're paying you. Yeah, we got it. We're gonna give him 30 food things. 30 rations. No, we found 30 more. We found 30 old ones. Or, yeah. Oh. Yo, woo-hoo. Benny's gonna start fainting. He's gonna start dabbing. Ooh. Barrow might actually be able to kill it. I like that reaction.
You can also just roll twice, and we can do it ourselves.
It's an IRL reactive strike.
Ish.
Do you have a mythic?
I guess not.
You're trained, so that. Big money, no whammies. Big money, no whammies. Yes. Good. Otherwise, it would have been really bad. We were really hoping for that.
an infestation. That's crazy. If we go. Yeah, nothing bad could happen over there. Don't say we, it was you two. And also, Archie is a, like, is a... Archie's like the Judas pig. He just keeps running around invoking these false gods. Those, this one with the... the Herald, and then he goes over to Pyre. Yeah. Or die. Is Archie just is he just Uriel? Just thrown around. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good night, gentlemen.
Perhaps it.